So lately, Raven, I've realized that I have a lot of reoccurring charges, like besides like my mortgage, like the kids' preschool bills and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
And I was like, I never, ever use credit cards to get points, to get any benefits. And it feels like such a lost cause. Like I just debit it and it doesn't make any sense because I'm not getting any benefits.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, when you get on and you first sign up for like a credit card or something like that, they give you a huge amount of points early on. You pay attention for a brief time and then you don't pay attention to it ever again after that. Yeah, similar circumstances. I get it. I actually just got a letter in the mail that told me one of my rewards programs is changing. And I was like, well, that's not heartbreaking because I haven't done anything with it in 4 years.
So what do you do? What's the best card to get to be able to get these benefits and these points that actually count towards something and they're not like make-believe? Juan Ruiz is the editor of Credit Cards at The Points Guy. And that's what you guys do, is you figure out how to get points to get free stuff.
Great, Anna Raven. So thanks for having me. So yes, we essentially help consumers understand that you shouldn't leave any points or cash back on the table. As you alluded to, purchasing, using your debit card to make purchases, you're not getting anything back for that spend. So it's important to leverage the right credit card to earn points and miles or cash back for your everyday expenses. What you should do is you should really analyze what your purchases are on an everyday basis, if it's gas, if it's groceries, if it's bills, and so find out which cards have bonus points for those expenses and purchase categories. And then also decide if you want to earn cash back or if you want to travel a little bit and earn travel rewards. So today I'll talk a little bit briefly, mostly focus on the travel rewards side, and because those are really the cards that you will get those big, large sign-up bonuses or welcome offers after meeting a certain spend requirement. And those are the cards that really can unlock a lot of opportunities for you in terms of travel. So starting off, I would say you guys have likely heard this card, but it is an excellent card for beginners, intermediates, and experts that are in credit card rewards, and that is the Chase Sapphire Preferred. That card has right now 100,000 points bonus after spending $4,000, and you can essentially attribute that to about $1,250 in travel, or even more if you know how to use those points correctly by transferring them to some of Chase's transfer partners.
I mean, that sounds very valuable.
Yeah, it's a great card. And I think most people, when you say the name Chase Sapphire Preferred, a lot of people say, oh, yeah, I've heard of it. Well, there's a reason for that. It really is a really good, solid card for mostly everybody. So that's a great card. The City Premier card is an excellent card as well. The City Premier has a sign-up bonus of 80,000 points after you spend $4,000 in the first 3 months. But this card has a lot of great bonus categories. So things like 3 points per dollar at restaurants, supermarkets, gas stations. Those are very popular purchase categories with Americans. So therefore, this card hits a lot of the everyday expenses that the regular American family has anyways. And so then there's other cards as well, like the Capital One Venture card. That one, you've seen it on TV in the commercials. It earns 2 miles on every purchase every day. So you really don't have to think about like the bonus categories to memorize. You simply just spend on anything.
Just the mortgage and like the daycare costs and all that, right, is so much money. And if you just put that on a card and then you pay it off like you normally would, you're getting all those bonuses. And I feel like I'm always so afraid to use credit cards because I'm afraid that I'm going to go into debt again, which I did when I was young. But I hope at this point in my life, I can maybe manage that a little bit better.
You've got more self-control. Mm. You have your husband paying attention.
Yeah, in theory. We'll see. Juan Ruiz is the editor of Credit Cards at The Points Guy. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.